Blog Talk Radio.
Jesus, draw me ever nearer as I labor through the storm. And I
Okay. I'm back. Let's see. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Okay then.
Yes.
Okay, this is Nathan on the Spot coming live from Orangeburg, South Carolina. Tonight our show is going to be based on putting someone on the spot, and I think my first one going to be Miss Henrietta Parker, now living in Florida. Miss Parker, this is a segment for health. I think you got some hot eye health problems that you want to share with the audience on this night. Hello?
All righty. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Well, good evening, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Minister Henrietta E. Parker. I'm calling out of Florida. And we welcome everybody to the call. And ladies and gentlemen, one thing I know in life, you must pay attention to your God-given temple. And if you do, you will truly be blessed. And so I'm truly excited to be on the call with Nathan Hill. And we're going to address some health issues. And we are truly, truly excited. And we got a particular company that helps us with natural herbs. Everything is 100% natural. And we got stuff to help you with your eyes, your energy. We got stuff to help you with your blood circulation, your feet, arthritis. We got stuff to help you with feeling good, moving around, weight loss, weight gain, you name it, good tea. Oh, my God. We got stuff to help you relax at night, take the stress off so you can have a good night's sleep, sleep right. We have stuff to help you even breathe better. We have stuff to help you with kidney, bladder, urine, your liver, detox from your head to your toe. And I tell you, we even have stuff to help your hair grow back. How about that? We have stuff to help men with ED and also help women with menopause. And so they can get their love power back. I tell you, ladies and gentlemen, you're in the right place at the right time. And we're really excited to be here tonight. And I'm going to talk about KBU tonight, kidney, bladder, urine. You know, when you join the over the 55 club, and I say it's the getting younger club, you notice that you be going to the bathroom more frequency, especially at night. You know, you be jumping up, going up and down. That's a sign that kidney, bladder, and urine is getting stretched out and need a little help. And so we have a product called KBU, kidney, bladder, and urine. And you'd be amazed that this probably even helps take the aches and the discomfort out of your body. And so that's one of my number one recommendations, is kidney, bladder, and urine. And then, you know, you have a little discomfort in your body, and we call it PIAN. I call it the PA, pay attention. When you pay attention to that temple, you'll know what you need. And I found out to help you with discomforts in your joints, your legs, and your knees is, ladies and gentlemen, collagen and renewable and CalMed. That's three products, collagen, renewable, and CalMed. Three products, under $100. And I tell you, boy, you drink and use that every day. Matter of fact, I'm slipping on some collagen now. I'm going to do my CalMed in a few minutes, Pastor Hill, and try that for 60, 90 days and watch that flexibility come back into your life and your body where you don't be aching. Isn't that wonderful? Renewal. Renewal takes the inflammation out of your body. What is inflammation? IMF. Inflammation stands for inflamed. Don't you feel like your body's on fire? Woo! You know, when you light a match, everything burns up. Well, that's what the PAI be telling you. Pay attention. And then M stands for muscle tension. Okay? And you put that Renew in, it relaxes those muscles. And fiber, F stands for fiber, fibromyalgia, the nerves is being on fire. And boy, you use that renewal and that collagen and that CalMed, and boy, you're going to be like a new person. A little vitamin C, try it. 30, 60, 90 days, money back guarantee in 30 days. Hey, my name is Minister Henrietta E. Parker. Do we have any questions out there? My number is 804-637-9639. We are an international company. And ladies and gentlemen, you would love our products. And also, you can take the health assessment for free. You can sign up for free. Come be a part of the team. 804-637-9639. Back to you. Pastor Hill, back to you.
Well, you hold on now. I'm going to put you on the spot one more time. I got some more information that you have that I want you to share with the audience. Let's do a roll call. I got 2007. You going live.
Hello, Pastor Hill.
Hey.
Hello, hello, Pastor Hill. How you doing?
I'm doing all right. Who I have the pleasure of talking with?
This is Susan.
Hey, Susan, how you doing?
I'm all right. Doing great.
Oh, good, good. We gonna do some. I'm gonna put one more person on the spot and see what she got to say. They're gonna be 5855.
Hey,
who I have the pleasure of speaking with on this great afternoon.
This is Dr. Rhoda Zion Alali, your environmental physicist.
Where you been?
Oh, man of God, I've been all over helping you take care of the cows and the pigs and all the animals in the earth, as well as the farmers. I'll tell you what,
okay.
I was trying. I've been a registered nurse for 50 years, but God has increased my anointing. In addition to mankind, I'm now taking care of cats, dogs, pigs, cows, and chickens.
Go ahead. All right. What else you got on the agenda?
Well, you know, I just want to talk about the most incredible nanotechnology that is helping people who are sensitive to electrostatic. People are getting electric shock from their electronics, cell phones, tablets, laptops, that Microsoft Office has put a keyboard health warning label on all their computing devices, and the Department of Health and Human Services has issued a nationwide call to action to promote the healthy home, to evaluate the level of radiation coming from your electric system. People buy a house, they never even look at their electric panel unless the lights go out. And with all of this Wi-Fi and wireless devices in our houses, we've turned our homes into a giant taser gun. So what can you do about it? We have a technology that you can put. It's a square the size of a postage stamp. You can put it in your cell phone and mitigate the static of your cell phone. We have a whole system that goes in your bedroom. It turns your bed into one of them $10,000 astronaut beds. Mitigate the static from your box springs and your mattress and the wall behind the bed. Put together a system that includes military-grade technology capacitors that go in the walls to stop your electric system from tasing you from having so much Wi-Fi in the house. So we do your bed. We do the walls behind the bed. We do the windows. Who knew that if you had Wi-Fi and all this electric wireless devices in your bedroom, you could turn your windows into a taser gun? That window glass will pick up the electrostatic and it can throw it in your room 20 feet, 30 feet, even wall to wall, and tase you and cause you to start losing your trace minerals while you're trying to sleep. You see all these people with their hair falling out? All these people getting brain tumors, brain lesions, waking up in brain falls, people getting Alzheimer's and dementia, like 40 going north.
Mm.
It is just incredible. It's just incredible. So our system in that bedroom package mitigates that electrostatic. We are 100% effective in reducing electrostatic. And as a bonus, we give you a system that goes on your shower head to take the electrostatic out of water. People are passing out taking showers from too much electrostatic in the water. And Pastor Hill, I just love you so much and appreciate you for your support down through the years, because when North Carolina Central brought me down to Durham to do that TED Talk, you was right there in the audience. We were live on international broadcast to the world. When I took that solar unit, took the solar energy that was in that room and mitigated and took that electrostatic down on that stage. You remember that? They're still talking about that, how we mitigated people's microphones and energized their water, because our solar system, not only does it take the electrostatic out of the water, it alkalizes the water so you can bathe in higher levels of oxygen, and this helps with reverse aging. People, we got 70-year-olds looking 40 and skin looking amazing like they're 25 and holding. So today, in today's world, you have to deal with your environmental factors. You got to know what your radiation levels are in the house. You got to know if you have radon in the house. You got to know if your electrical system is as high as a taser gun so you can spare your life. Because when you have high electrostatic, the main problem is it causes the minerals to run out of your body. Everybody raging. Did you know if you don't have enough iron in your brain, you can turn into bipolar schizophrenic and be raging all day and all night? All these young kids shooting in cold blood. Well, if they're eating McDonald's every day and every night, they're not getting proper nutrients and proper minerals to maintain mental health. May the Lord God have mercy. But I don't want to take up the time on your whole show, Pastor, because you know I love to talk about the subject matter, and I love to talk about the intervention. But I thank you for the opportunity to share.
Yes, but hold on a second. I got another question for you. I'm going to put you on the spot. Let me put Minister Parker back on the spot one more time. Minister Parker.
Yes, Pastor Hill.
If I'm not mistaken, you had a problem with your eye. What? Can you see clearly today?
I can. I still got a floater in my eye,
that?
But I can
see. Why is that?
Probably the 5G telephone and the computer.
Wow.
So what you got?
There's a whole lot of people that have eye issues. I work with a number of clients that I can't disclose their names on this radio show because of HIPAA. But when you're in front of that computer and you wear glasses, your glasses can pick up and become an assault weapon if you don't have them properly grounded, and cause you to have inflammation in your eyes and swelling of your nerves in your eyes. And so we have a system that can go on your glasses and stop your glasses from picking up that static. And when we have a unit called a nanos, it's a square, it looks like a postage stamp. It goes in your phone, you put it in your phone case, and it stops your phone. It continuously mitigate that static and create a barrier. So it actually supports circulation in the eyes. So I'm so happy, sister, that your eyes are better. Because are you the one that Pastor Hill had me talking to about 6 months ago, maybe?
Just last week.
Is she the one?
Yeah,
huh?
Last week.
Oh, this is Dr. This is the doctor.
Dr. A.
Oh, you sound so much different, Dr. A.
Well, that's because I'm probably on another phone.
Yeah, I'm the one that you talked to 6 months ago.
Well, praise God. Look at God. He just showed up and showed out.
Hallelujah.
You still doing your life?
Yeah, you know what?
That's wonderful.
Yeah, you know, I anchor myself with the holistic products. And Pastor Hill sent me the flashlight and the patch. Yeah, I'm the one.
Okay, those are all natural frequencies in that light.
Yeah. Oh, yeah,
and
it really helped my eye.
Because I had a bleeding retina in my eyes. I was going blind in my left eye. My sister had gone blind in her right eye. And I had bleeding retinas, and I developed that light system with my nano square to stop the bleeding in my left eye. And I haven't had any bleeding in 5 years.
I know that's right. Well, I'm about to order 6 of those nano squares.
Well, we got them for you. Matter of fact,
can you get
on... They're on sale.
Okay.
If you buy 5 of them,
oh,
you get 5 of them
sale?
For free.
Oh, yeah. What's the fine price cost?
The fine price is $2.95. That's about 16 cents
a day.
And
you get 5.
You get 5.
And you
going to
get 5 for free?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, we're going to order them tomorrow.
Okay.
I know they work. I know them little blue and purple patches work.
Look, well, I got it. Pastor Hill, didn't I give you a code?
Yeah. Hold on 1 second. We got another guest on the line. We're going to introduce herself. 8823.
Okay. I guess that's me. 8823.
Yes,
Erica Smith. Yeah.
Erica Smith.
Yeah, I'm just listening.
Oh, you just want to listen?
Yeah. I am just listening tonight. But thank you for calling,
Erica,
but I'm listening.
Erica Smith
well,
is
Pastor,
one of,
what we
one
tell
of the...
about the fun lab?
Go ahead.
I would say, go ahead. No, I was going to say, before we get off, why don't we tell them about the fundraiser that we have for people that need capital funding for their projects.
We'll bring that into the play, too.
Okay, go ahead. I'm sorry.
Yeah. You're getting there. Okay, Ms. Smith is a farmer. Ms. Smith, what do you grow on your farm?
Right now, I just have hot peppers and collards.
Okay. They ready to go?
Oh, yeah. Yes, they are.
Everybody here, she got hot peppers and collard beans.
Sounds delicious to me.
That's one thing we can do. All this other medicine, everything, we still got to eat. And she don't put no chemicals on her peppers?
No,
chemicals.
No chemicals.
No chemicals.
No chemicals.
Natural food.
Mm.
What do you say that about that, Dr. A?
Well, I think it's fabulous, and I want to make an appeal to each one of you. Each one of you that's in the farming industry, I have learned so much from Pastor Hill, watching him with his crops and with his animals. We have a 300-acre research farm where we are developing this nanotechnology for agriculture. It is so impactful with chickens. It supports chickens laying, increasing their egg production 125% in a week. Farmers are using nanosquares for mastitis on cows. They said it heals the mastitis. If a dairy cow gets mastitis from one of those robots, as you know now on the dairy farm, those cows are milked by electric robots, robotic machines. They said if the cow gets mastitis, they put a nano on that cow's left foot. They duct tape a nano to the cow's left leg. Said that cow will heal from mastitis in 3 to 7 days. They even had a cow that had mastitis, black mastitis, for a year and a half. They said that cow healed in 7 days. So we did the second largest dairy farm in Canada, in Quebec, Canada. And I'm telling you, we went there to train because I trained 10 engineers in Canada to do what I do. And they expanded in agriculture. And we got this the second largest farm, and we went there to train. And when we put the technology to do the install, it cleared up the smell. Can you imagine a building with 1,200 dairy cow, all the urine and the manure? The smell was overwhelming. I started crying. The people were looking at me. I was crying not because I was sad. The ammonia from the urine and manure was so strong, my nose was burning, my eyes were running. Then people didn't know how to translate my tears, and I was like, I can't breathe. It's so strong in here. They had to take me up to the, they had like an administrative clove that was partitioned off and had special vents in there so you can smell that smell. I said, I don't know how y'all work in here. They said, we can't keep people working in here because this smell's so overwhelming. We put my system in. My system is solar. Once it hits that glass makes a wave in the building. It catches to the electric system, and it demagnetizes the air. So anything that has a smell, it clears that smell out. In the barns, it's excellent in beauty salons. It's excellent in nail salons. It clears those smells out for the people are not you know, getting sick from that overwhelming smell. Because our electricians, our hairstylists are getting cancer and lung cancer and breast cancer like 40 going north in all these high, working with all these high chemicals. So my technology was designed because my son got a brain injury, ended up in the hospital for most of the year. And where I was living and where I was born and raised in Ohio is a highly radioactive area. My mother got a brain tumor and ended up in the hospital in a coma for 2 years. She didn't know us for 2 years. My best friend that lives 6 blocks away, her daddy got a brain tumor that turned into cancer, and we lost him at 59 years old. People, there's so many brain tumors and brain pathologies in this town and brain cancer. That if you go to Ohio State to the brain center and say you have a brain tumor, the first thing they ask you is, are you from Wilmington, Ohio? So the guy gave me this technology to bring intervention to reduce our exposure to air and radiation toxins. And to my surprise, it's a nationwide call to action. It's not a problem unique to this little country town. It's a national problem to the point that the Department of Health and Human Services, Dr. Regina Benjamin, who was appointed under the Barack Obama administration, issued a nationwide call to action to promote the healthy home under the Healthy People 2020 at that time. And it has been so impactful because it's so needed that they have rolled it over to the Healthy People 2030 campaign, and they're still continuing it. We must reduce our exposure to environmental chemicals and electromagnetism coming from our electrical appliances. Why? Because it offloads our trace minerals and can predisposition us to mental health. I had no idea. I've been a nurse almost 50 years. I've never heard anybody talk about if you have schizophrenia, you're at risk of having a low iron. I'm like, what? You mean to tell me if I have low iron, it could turn me into be having schizophrenia? They said, that's exactly what we're telling you. I said, well, where is the health campaign to get people to eat foods that are high in iron? Nobody seems to be concerned about iron after you get after you come through your pregnancy and deliver that baby. But we need to have this preached in the church, Pastor Hill. The church needs
Amen.
To have a health ministry, and we need to start telling people, get these trace minerals in your body, and you have no excuse because you can have that Celtic salt. The animals in the sea do not have cancer. Have you ever heard of a whale having cancer? You have
no.
never heard of not a lobster having cancer, a whale. You ain't never got a bass fish or whatever kind of fish y'all got down there up out of the water that had cancer. And why? Because ocean water has 90 trace minerals that the body needs and the fish needs. We can get that same salt, Celtic salt, C-E-L-T-I-C, C-E-L-T-I-C. You can get a $5 pack of it all the way up to a $35 pack of it, and even more, depending upon how much you need to buy. But we need to start a movement, a knocking on people's door saying, do you have any Celtic salt? Because we got to stop you from raging. We got to stop the men from beating their wives in the community because they don't have enough minerals in your body. When you don't have minerals in your body, you start raging, you get anxiety, get short with people. Have you seen these TikToks, all this violence that's on the air?
Oh, yeah.
People are violent. We are losing our capacity for love because we don't have enough minerals.
And
I said,
where
God, why in the world? Pardon me?
Where can we get the salt from?
You can go on Amazon. Just Google, buy Celtic salt.
Buy Celtic salt.
Uh-huh, and you can get it for your animals. They got Celtic salt licks for animals.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
You can get it for your table salt. I know it looks brown. It doesn't look, because we're so used to seeing that bleach white salt that's got acid in it killing us. And we
good.
Need to start a campaign on the intake of Celtic salt. You can bathe in it. You can make skin creams and conditioners out of it. I mean, you can just have a field day with Celtic salt.
Celtic salt.
Mm-hmm. C-E-L-T-I-C, Celtic salt. I couldn't believe it. It's got 90 essential trace minerals. And we got to start a revival in the church telling these pregnant mothers, you got to take your minerals. Get Celtic salt in your food. Make sure you're taking your iron. Because I believe that women who are pregnant and nutritionally deficient are staging their children for anxiety and depression and drug addiction. We got so many kids, I don't care where you live. There's millionaires crying out because their children are addicted. Addiction has no name, no socioeconomic status now. And we're producing, and with this, they're talking about everybody having an addiction. Yeah. And America has proclaimed that healthcare is now the stable force of our economy. You mean to tell me we got to make people sick? Do you know how much it costs to run America? It costs almost $27 trillion to run the United States of America, probably more by now. And of that $27 trillion, we are spending almost $5 trillion for health care, when just 20 years ago we were spending only like $430 billion. You mean to tell me in two decades we've gone from almost $500 billion to almost $5 trillion? Are we really that sick? Everybody is sick.
Yes. Everybody.
And they have chemically re-engineered the food, the fructose, the flour, the corn syrup, so you eat it and it blows you up like a cow. You know, you look at people and you think, I'm sorry, Pastor. Go ahead.
corn syrup.
Go ahead. I'm sorry. I don't mean to take it up all
ahead,
the time.
Go ahead. I'm trying to do it.
No, I'm just saying, you know, I've been a nurse almost 50 years. As a nurse, I used to think people that weighed over 1,000 pounds or 700 pounds, I used to think they must eat all the time. When I saw how much they eat, some of them barely eat as much as a toddler. Here's the ticket. When you get to be so big, your metabolism slows down to almost zero. Therefore, everything you eat stores on your body. Now, you know, if they can give people an injection that you take one week and it takes your weight off of you, like Oprah Winfrey, I look at her. She looks fabulous. Think about all the years we've gone on her weight loss journey with her. I know it's been 30 years at least, 35 years, and she has billions. And when everybody was holding their breath to see what kind of medicine she was using to lose all this weight. When she told the world she uses Ozempic, the stock went through the roof. Did you know how much an Ozempic injection is? Almost $500. $500 a week.
What?
$2,000 a month for these injections. Yes. And it's crazy because Medicaid will not pay for it for these morbidly obese children and people. They weren't paying for it. They stopped paying for it. You know why? Because of the GDP. They need people to be obese so they can knock their kidneys out, knock their pancreas out with diabetes, so they can get on dialysis, so they can knock the heart out. Do you know we're spending over $1 billion a day for heart disease? The number one killer of Americans. And we're still eating, you know, the processed food. Now, I can't believe I got to give up my Cheetos. I've been calling on Jesus and having them help me, please, Lord. I got to give up my crunchy, puffy Cheetos. Because
why?
They got red dye number 5 in them, and they done said that's cancer causing. And California has banned these products. Skittles.
Say what?
Skittles and Cheetos.
They done banned them around the world. Overseas, they don't even let you eat Cheetos.
May the Lord God. And, you know, I've asked God, get the Cheeto out of my life, God. It's the crunch of the Cheeto. Y'all ever have Cheeto? Not the hard Cheeto. I'm talking about the crunch, that one that's baked and fried, and then they put the cheese on it. You know how that is my go-to in the time of stress. I had reduced myself down to the 49-cent bag of Cheetos at Walmart, okay? And now I've asked God, I said, God, help me to get a divorce from Cheetos. I started talking to the Cheetos in Walmart. The Cheeto said, God, please take me with you. I'm like, Cheeto, you know I love you, but I've got to turn my back on you. Stay over there in that rack. May the Lord God help me through this. He helped me get over Reese cups, you know, because Reese's was keeping my hips padded. And I still need that king cup. Why did they make the king cup double the peanut butter and make the chocolate thicker? And I would go through the aisle and king cup would say, hey, baby, what's your name? And I would say, listen, I'm not going to buy you today. Oh, come on. I'm buy two, get one for free. Do you know how to be that? I had to call on Jesus and ask him to sanctify me, holy pastor. And I told God, take away this addiction to these Reese's, because I've been eating Reese's for 60 years. And do you know God gave me the strength to not eat? I haven't had a Reese's cup in going on 2.5 years. And now I'm asking him to give me the strength to let go of the Cheetos.
Wow.
Yes, I don't know what that I can get.
You said it's a dye.
Go ahead.
They dyed it.
It's the dye that they put in the cheese.
Why do you put dye in cheese?
Well, you know, like food coloring.
Oh,
food coloring.
They put
like
it in
cheese
it in
and
yellow.
Then they, yeah, and then they
yeah.
sprinkle it on the
they
on
dye
the cheese.
Every day.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And them red hot Cheetos, them red hot, they go in there with chemicals and masks to make this stuff.
I'm telling you,
yeah,
man.
They gotta have, yeah. But they make the red hot Cheetos that all our kids are eating and killing their kidneys and their liver.
Mm-hmm. Kill and
they
all
go
these
in there
kids.
They mask
all
up
the
to go in there and get that stuff.
Okay, I got a question. I think in Florida now, they got a high rate of schizophrenia. Is I'm saying it right?
Are you talking about when they slaughter?
No. The people that got, well, you called it earlier. Don't they have a clinic in Florida that's curing people of
schizophrenia?
Yeah.
Yeah. A friend of mine told me that Whole Foods down there is working with some nutritional company, nutritionists, and they've got people eating high foods with a lot of nutrition in them and a lot of protein in them, and they're reversing people's schizophrenia. I never heard that in any other Whole Foods, but they have got food therapeutics, and I'm telling you, people are starting to recognize we have got to educate people about wholesome nutrients, and I have to applaud the Seventh-day Adventists because they never left teaching wholesome nutrition and home sanitation as part of their ministry. They've always advocated.
Well, you know,
go ahead.
Yeah, you know, Dr. A, we have a product for men, women, and children that gives all the vitamins, minerals, amino acid, fatty acid, boost the immune system, and everything. And they take it twice a day, and they get everything they need. It's a research company, For Life, been out here 26 years.
Okay.
And all they got to do is take a pack in the morning and a pack in the afternoon, and they'll have everything for the heart, the eyes, the bones, the tissues, the minerals, everything they need. They put them
in
a pack,
honey,
take them first thing in the morning.
They need to be doing a TikTok and putting that out there because any product that's wholesome like that is needed. Everybody
mm-hmm.
needs to get a product like that. Everybody.
Yep.
Now,
yeah, and
have
very,
what kind of label
also,
is on that? Does it have a nutrition back label or does it have a
yeah.
supplement back label?
No,
it
got
has
a nutritional back label. Mm-hmm.
If it says nutritional facts on the back of that, like a food box, then your company needs to advocate and get a number so people can use their food stamps to pay for it. If
oh, yeah?
Food, yes.
Oh, we ain't looking
this
to that
says nutritional fact because it's a whole food vitamin. You need to get it registered so people can use their food stamps to pay for it.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And a lot of companies that are producing these whole foods, they're not taking it all the way to the bank. See, you got two streams of revenue. You got food stamps that are paid for these vitamins, and you got cash. Tell them to register that product so food stamps can pay for it.
All right.
Another thing. People that are listening in that are Native American. If you're a Native American, did you know you can go to college for free in America? Google it. Free college for Native Americans. Each state has a college, and I know North Carolina and South Carolina probably got two or three colleges, that if you're Native American, you can go for free. I'm like, you got to be kidding
me. But you know what, Dr. A, you know, all Africans was Native America. That's what they called us. That wasn't a name for Indians. That was a name for what they call us black people now. They label us Native America.
Indigenous. And here's the ticket. You can go get your blood drawn and prove that you're indigenous. The original Americans were blacker than all of us put together.
That's right.
The original
and they
indigenous
was free Americans too.
Mm-hmm. Was blacker than all of us put together.
What?
Yes. If you do the research, you go find out the indigenous Americans was blacker than us. All of us put together.
And they was here before anybody else was here.
Yes, that's right. They've been here. And the ancient writings of all tribes in this country bear witness to them. We started getting these Carmelites when the white people started mixing with them and having babies with them.
Mm. Yeah,
So, you know, at the end of the day, all of us came out of Noah.
Yeah.
At the end of the day, came out of Noah.
This is good.
Everybody.
This is good. We got one more call before I hit the next topic. And we close out for the night. We got one more call. We're going to bring them in and see who they are. It's going to be 8107. It's going to be 8107.
Wayne, Pastor Hill.
Oh, goodness, Minister Wayne, out of Alabama.
Yes, sir.
How you doing?
Doing all right.
Good, good, good. What are you doing these last couple of days?
Moving.
Okay. Okay, then. All right, we got Minister Wayne on the line. He's a traveling mover, helping people as he go along. He's a product of Full Life. Okay.
Oh.
Back to. Let me see who I'm going to. Who's up last? Minister Parker. Oh,
I'm
gonna say. I've also got a product for your eyes. What is that product for your eyes, Minister Parker?
It's Vista, V-I-S-T-A. And I also learned that for the eyes, you need vitamin A. And vitamin C is very crucial for the eyes.
Mm-hmm.
And blueberries, blackberry, bilberry is very crucial for the eyes, and also oxygen. When you have dry eyes, you don't have no oxygen going into your eyes on them 500 million cells and everything. Also, Dr. A, I learned that the eye has a sponge, and the sponge is purple. Listen, ladies and gentlemen. Don, I know he's awesome. And so it reflects the color for the day and night. They call them cones and rods.
Mm-hmm.
And at nighttime, you don't have a high vision. It's a rod. It's like a grayish, blackish, a little light in there. That's your vision for night. You don't see a whole lot of color at night. And at daytime, your light has to fire up with the cones. And if the lights are not firing the cone, then you get blare and stuff over your eyes, and that come in there with that 5Gs and those computers and everything, and a fatty liver, kidney, bladder, urine, pancreas, stomach, all that waste around your waistline and stuff. So eye health is not just your eyes. It's a window into your body health. And if you let your body health break down, you're not going to have no eye health. And one of the most important things I found about my eyes was that I was not a diabetic. I didn't have cataracts. I didn't have none of that. But one thing I did find out I had was sugar in the blood. I was not diabetes. I didn't have A1C high levels or nothing. They was 4 and 5. So they couldn't find out what was wrong with me. I'm a veteran. I went to the veteran, and they test my blood. Everything came back negative but that sugar in my blood. So, you know, back in the old days, they used to call sugar diabetes. My mother said she had sugar diabetes. And I was like, they changed it to diabetes because they didn't want to name it sugar diabetes. So sugar diabetes is different from diabetes, ladies and gentlemen. And if you have sugar in your blood, it's going to affect your eyes. So we got a product that costs $20 that eliminates the sugar in your blood with 4Life. It's called Gurmar, G-U-R-M-A-R. It's $20, Pastor Hill. And then we got a product for the pancreas. Yeah, we got a product for the pancreas, glucose. And glucose helps the pancreas, okay? And the pancreas, ladies and gentlemen, a lot of people don't talk about this. I'm a holistic teacher. The pancreas is stronger than your heart. It's the number one organ that keeps you alive. Now, you wouldn't believe that, right? Nobody teaches about the pancreas. Okay, but what do the pancreas do? Number one, it controls your metabolism. Number two, it controls your blood sugar. Number three, it controls your insulin level. Number four, it digests your food.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, before it goes to the liver. See, I'm going to go around and teach this stuff, Dr. A. Because our people in these churches, we eating everything. And we got this spare tire around us. You can pinch it. And you got a handful. You're talking about you need to lose weight. It's not weight that you need to lose. It's waste. W-A-S-T-E.
Mm-hmm.
Built up bowel movement.
You got
and
that right.
Every day, you have over 100 or 500 trillion migraines having bowel movements in you. And if you constipated, you're on the way killing yourself. And when they talk about cancer, I done learned this stuff, Dr. A. And
not
they talked about the lymphatic lip nose, and the lip nose stores the waste. You run around talking about you got breast cancer. You got waste in your breast. And the only thing you need to do is get a lymphatic drainage massage treatment, 6 of them, and you won't have not one cell of cancer in your body. Do you hear what I'm talking about? You have been Bullwinkle tricked and fooled. Amen. To be continued. Do not.
I'm sorry. I'm going to tell Pastor Hill. Remember when we did that training and we did about lymphatic patency?
Uh-huh.
We did the door testing. Yeah, we got a training
to teach
people about their lymph system. Remember when we did the training and you learned Bedort testing? And we put the soda in the middle of the test. We said if you're lymphatic and sluggish, you're going to lose energy by holding it there. That's what she's talking about.
The
lymphatic.
That's why those vibration plates. Go ahead, I'm sorry.
You're right. I just wanted to throw this in. They have a massage. You got to go to a holistic person. Stop going to the sick care industry. They take two hands and they put it on it and they massage your head to your toe. They call it lymphatic drainage massage.
Yes,
and it drains and open up all the waste cells in your body. And you will become pure and clean on the inside. And get you some colonics, get you some digestive reset system. Clean your body 3 to 4 times a year. Every 3 months you need to clean that garbage out that you can't pass normally, which y'all call constipation. But that constipation is about to kill you because the membranes cannot communicate with one another being contaminated because you're not having bowel movements. There's 3 ways that you eliminate waste in your body. It's urination, defecation, and sweat. And we hate to go to bathroom because when we go to bathroom, we think something wrong. Well, you got it wrong, sister. If you don't go to bathroom, you on the way to the cemetery.
Teach us.
Because if you do not clean this body, it will kill you.
Yes, you do. Yes,
it's just
will.
Like your body. If you go into the bathroom and it's stinking and polluting, you dying on the inside.
Mm-hmm.
When you go to the bathroom, is your body eating clean food and holistic food and natural food? Have you ever thought that the tree of life in the garden that God talks about was the fruits and the vegetables and the herbs
mm-hmm.
that would give you eternal life? Come on, people, wake up.
Mm-hmm. Go on, girl. You teaching us today.
And that's why God said it was two trees. It said it was two trees. One was the tree of knowledge of good and evil. He never told Adam and Eve not to eat of the tree of life because the tree of life was eternity. And
well,
it was the
right
food
now.
On the tree. It was the food. And when you go back, God talks about it in Revelation. He said he's going to put 12 trees in the healing of the nation. And I said, Lord, it's the trees that you tell us that the food on the earth that's your food is going to heal
mm-hmm.
our body. He said, yes.
Yeah.
And he said he's going to put the olive trees in there to heal the nation. So when that lady was talking about schizophrenia and lack of nutrition and iron, he said he's going to wipe away their hatred and bitter for each other and let them sit around the tree. Why was the tree so important? Because God put life in the tree.
Amen.
More life.
That's why they said apple
you better come go with me.
Well, apple take he's the doctor
you,
away.
But not only that, God made 10, 15, 20 different types of herbs. I'm down here in Florida, and they got a plant of kiwi fruit, but it looks just like kiwi, but it tastes like apple pie with no preservative in it, no sugar, no nothing, and it's sweet to the taste. You know, God is awesome. Man tried to steal his glory. And that's why we sit. And so we want to be children of the Most High. We better get this temple in order. Or you're going to call 911, and you don't want these folks in the white coats to rescue you. And they ain't going to do nothing but shoot you up with some morphine and put you in the cemetery. Send you home after they done killed you and got all the money from you. Ladies and gentlemen, wake up. Take care of your temple. Love God. Clean your body. Become aware. Eat between 11 and 7. Stop eating all through the day and the night and eating these heavy meals and laying on about to die in your sleep.
Mm-hmm.
Stop talking about they died a natural death. No, they choked to death on all that stuff that was stuck up in their throat.
Mm-hmm.
It takes 24 to 48. And if you're eating that beef, it takes 2 to 3 months to get it out your cold. And then you piling meals on meals at the meal. You better know you killing yourself. And don't think no one pill going to heal you. I've been out here for 20, 30 years. They giving these seniors 20, 30 pills, and they getting constipated from taking pills. Mine can't even digest it.
They can't.
And then that stuff creates a film. It creates a gas on the inside and kill all your cells. Y'all better wake up.
Mm-hmm.
Say that again.
I said teaching,
but I just wanted to reiterate about our meat. It's not, if you eat meat from an organic farmer who's giving them animals organic grains and feed, that meat has a powerful vitamin B12, B complex. That really does fortify the body. Here's what's happening. They're printing meat. The meat is fake now, and you buying out of the grocery store. They're making it on machines. They're putting all kinds of chemicals and additives in this pseudo meat. So you're going to have to find yourself an organic farmer to go get some meat from. Because meat.
That's right.
In this grocery store is not meat. For example, you know, I was in a car accident. I got a fractured hip, fractured pelvis, dislocated knee, fractured arm, dislocated jaw. I was so weak, and I had gone to one of the Seventh-day Adventist camps, and they had taken me off of me altogether. I got so weak that I was practically crawling. So I went to a German farm that was organic, and he assured me that he didn't use any type of additive. Everything was natural. He had Celtic salt and so forth and so on. And he gave me a hamburger from one of his cows. I'm telling you, within 2 or 3 hours, I felt like somebody gave me a shot of adrenaline. I had this, to be able to walk all over the farm. I just couldn't believe how good I felt. And so I believe that they poisoned the meat. I believe that they're putting additives in to poison the meat, and we have to be so mindful now of where we're buying our food from. Are they pseudo foods? Because they got stuff out there like I got a turkey dinner from one of these restaurants. I don't want to call the name out here. And I know that turkey was rubber. It didn't even have no striations.
Amen.
And I got some fried chicken, and I know they gave me the chicken nuggets instead of the chicken leg. I know that that chicken was made on the computer. And they're putting some steroids. I went to one restaurant and to get my sister some chicken wings, and I told her, I said, I don't know if you want to eat this chicken wing. This chicken wing is the biggest. It looks, it's so big like a turkey wing. This thing is packed with steroids. And the question becomes, how does that translate? You already got issues with your kidneys. How is this translating?
Right.
I'm telling you. So you're right. The question is, are you eating real meat? Yeah, and that's why you need to find yourself an organic farmer. You need to find yourself an organic farmer. And
amen,
support him
sister.
Or her. Amen.
Well, that's our mission. Offer food that's being processed and food that's being chemicals to help it grow faster. That means collard greens, everything you want to name now, and the meat. I mean, people saying they eat bad. No, it's what they get. My animals only eat a high protein diet. They don't eat the other stuff. They high protein. You don't use no chemicals on our farm. You don't use that stuff. Make you sick. But this is good.
I know.
Now before, just 1 second. Take a commercial break. Okay, the commercial break is this show. It's coming back because Mr. Parker said, you need to do that blog shop video, whatever you was doing before. Now the question is, to do a radio show like this, we need participation. We need good talk like we did tonight. Now, this show was the first one for 2024. Y'all got to let me know. Do y'all want to continue this show once a week or twice a week, and what time, so that I can put it together and bring in some more important people with issues, and we can continue to build. What's going to build the show is the good talk we did tonight. You're going to be surprised. People are going to click on this show and hear what y'all say and going to be calling. Dr. A can testify to that.
Amen.
You put on a good show like this, people are going to be calling. So y'all need to let
me
know.
And I would just have to give kudos to you, Pastor Hill, because of your commitment to this platform. There are 4 children that were saved.
Right.
It was your platform that made people aware that a little girl has found that Nanos would help her better manage her seizures. When her testimony went out, it pinged from Las Vegas to Cleveland to Cincinnati to Durham to Charlotte, where children had over 1,000 seizures a day. That's not an exaggeration. 1,000 seizures a day. And because you labored to make this platform available, we were connected to a naturopath who took my Nano, and I worked with him, and he developed a protocol. And because one of these little girls found out her mother actually took the Nano out of her cell phone, she was inspired by God, and went in and put it on the child's head, and it stopped the child's seizures. And you allowed us to share that testimony, and Naturopath picked it up from North Carolina, from Durham, and he began to use it on his clients that had over 1,000 seizures a day, and they were in clinical trials at Columbia. And because of you, Columbia University wrote our technology into a clinical protocol because
yeah.
this child turned around so fast, and they couldn't believe she went from 1,000 seizures a day down to maybe 3 or 4 seizures a month. And this was a child that couldn't even count, not even 2 plus 2 is 4. And all of a sudden, in 6
yeah.
weeks, her brain turned on. And your
yeah.
radio show made that connection. I want to just acknowledge you as a king, community king, and a man of war, because if you had not sacrificed, you didn't ask nobody for a nickel or a dime, you took it upon yourself to labor and make the world aware of this. And I want to just acknowledge you for your sacrifice and your compassion for community, because you need to be, you know, saluted here this evening. And I just want to salute you in the name of Lord Jesus.
Thank you. It's all about doing God's work and his will. We got another caller. 8514. We're going to find out who. We got another caller, 8514.
Janet Harrell.
Oh, okay. Thank you for calling me, Janet. I've been trying to call you.
Working.
I figure that. Okay, Janet's on the line. She's, oh, goodness. Janet's eating some of everything. So we're going to, Janet, you want to say something to Dr. A? And Minister Parker, and we got Minister Brown on the line. We just having a ball tonight.
Okay.
Hey, Janet.
How you doing?
Doing great, and you?
Okay.
You want to say something, Janet? You working too hard?
Yes, I'm working too hard.
Did you get your license?
No, I hadn't gotten it yet. I'm about to start reworking on that. I promise you.
Okay. All right.
Tell us about, can you mention about the food that they have in Texas now and the problems they have with food?
With food?
Yeah. Well, you're getting out the grocery store in Texas now. Good food?
Well, no. I think this week they're going to be getting it out because they're scared we're going to get some snow.
Texas.
Are you getting snow in Texas?
Oh, yeah. Last year we
just
had an ice storm. Yes, ma'am. We had an ice storm last year. They're looking for snow. Mm-hmm. Possibly coming this weekend. The first of the week.
Okay. Okay. We just got hit with a tornado in Bamberg. It towed the whole. Look at that. Let me all tell you something. If you don't think a tornado will walk from one end of the street to the other, go on the news channel and look at Bamberg, South Carolina. That
in
that's
Bamberg,
15 miles from where I live. Tow it up.
Really?
Mm.
Tow Bamberg up.
Over 1,000
people over there don't even have lights tonight.
Mm-hmm.
So
oh, well.
Yeah, God's telling us something. Y'all might not believe it, but God is really speaking. He's really telling us something.
He's
telling us something. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Tow it up.
Wow. It's been windy here the past 2 days, but we didn't have anything. Nothing happened.
Okay.
Praise God.
I can't believe all this is going on out here in Texas.
What part of Texas
are
you in?
Going on around the world, so don't worry about it.
Dallas side.
Wow.
Mm. Over here with the Cowboys.
Okay. And, Mr. Man, what part of Alabama are you in? Oh, he must have unmuted himself out.
I'm in Montgomery, Alabama.
Okay.
One of my favorite cities.
They just got a they just got hit with a tornado down here on part of Alabama, closer to on the Birmingham side.
Wow.
And they got watching for it now.
Okay.
Oh goodness, I thought tornado season was over.
This year, God ain't playing. This is restoring this year. This is our year.
Well, we about coming to the end of the show. I put it in for 120 minutes, so that's about 2 hours. Y'all not don't believe it, y'all been on here for over an hour and a half. Let me know what y'all want to do, because it's going to take all of us to make the show work. You know, everybody got to bring some information to the table. We got to have good conversation. And it's an open show. We just respect the other person when they're talking. And I just put you on the spot and tell what you got to tell. And we go from there. And I applaud y'all how good patience and understanding y'all did on this show. Anybody got any last comments before we close out tonight?
No, man, guy, I just want to say thank you again for your forward thinking and your compassion for the community. We don't have men like you. We don't have too many more men like you. And I just want to ask a special prayer request for the Ogonye family. 8 children, mother and father. Father was playing the drums at church on Sunday and had a massive heart attack and died.
Whoa.
So they are in need of prayer. You can imagine mother with 8 kids at home. And the husband dies, sole breadwinner.
Wow.
So I'm praying to God.
Where are they located at?
Dayton, Ohio.
Mm-hmm. Is there a way we can
Dayton,
get in contact
Ohio.
With them?
Yes. I can
give
you their numbers so you can communicate with them. They have a GoFundMe. I can send that to Pastor Hill, and you can circulate it around. You know,
okay.
You know, when she said that Bargy program, do I have a minute? I didn't mean to cut her off.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we have a community of like-minded people that they can come in with little $50. We donate from members to members. And they literally can go from $50 all the way up to $1,000, $5,000, $100,000, whatever their project they need, we can help them raise the capital. So we have a Bonjay community. I got in it. I'm a finance a minister of finance of the churches and stuff. And I have a lot of projects there. You know, a lot of pastors cannot get money to build churches or communities or houses and everything. Well, we have a Bonjay community that can raise up from $100 all the way up to $1.5 to $20 million plus capital for your projects. And
well, I'm glad
Pastor
to know that.
Is in there.
We
yeah,
already,
I told Pastor here we got to spread.
We are ready to take Nano. We've been in validation phase for a decade because we needed to diversify the applications from healthcare to agriculture so we could stabilize dirt. We can do water. We can do everything, dirt, water, animals, so that what do? We biobalance them. The nano actually fortifies and discharges electrostatic and puts like a barrier around any living life. It fortifies dirt to be able to hold minerals. It fortifies water, humans, animals to hold minerals. And that's why we can restore barren land. So we're getting ready to set up a humanitarian fund, and we're just closing. We're doing a number of projects in Africa. But we want to scale to design, say, so we can be acquired. This is a legacy technology that can do amazing things for the world, and we want it to be acquired so that whoever gets it can continue its development.
Well,
and
we
so,
have a platform
I'll talk to you
that.
Do you mind if I have your name and your phone number?
My name is Minister Parker. My number is 804-637-9639. And we like to donate $350 to your project, bring you into our community, and we can bless people around the world. So if you're interested in that, give me a call, and we can get you started tomorrow with Pastor Hill, and we can bring other people into our community that needs money. I don't care if it's a medical bed or somebody to help with senior living. I'm doing affordable housing, little tiny housing. I'm doing houses built from the ground, tornado-proof. And so your technology, we can put in these houses. So
absolutely.
I think that's a match made in heaven. Yeah, we build it from the ground. Also, we have opportunity available. We have opportunity available where we can hire loan officers with no license. So I do financial teaching and economic and health and wellness. Take care of God's temple. Let's come together, mind, body, and spirit, and we can change the world. See, the thing that the Christian community, they're always talking about what the devil's doing, but what is God doing?
Mm-hmm.
You have God inside you. Stop talking about what the devil's doing and do God's work. Minister Parker.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, I have a project there in Durham with the Marines down there around Camp Lejeune. They are trying to put up, they're trying to get like 30 acres and build a community for disabled vets. I've been donating the nanos down there because so many vets use it for post-traumatic stress and pain management. The nano, because it can create a barrier. People don't realize if your body absorbs electrostatic, that it can cause you to have chronic pain. And that's why people started wearing the nano, because it puts like a barrier, so it minimizes your body to absorb that. And that feature of the nano I actually developed for my late husband. He had full skeletal bone cancer. And I told God, if you know anything about full skeletal bone cancer, they have to put you like in a coma because the pain gets so severe no medication can manage it. And that first phase of the nano was for pain management. It is documented in his chart at two hospitals that this man is a medical miracle. He has full skeletal bone cancer from the skull to the great toe, and he has his minimal pain. He's managed on a Tylenol. That's unheard of. And so from that, then when I moved, because my husband prayed that God would develop this when we moved from D.C. to Ohio, because D.C. was classified as the murder capital of the United States. And when we moved out here and found out, we went from one fire to another fire, that Ohio in this region is classified as a mini Hiroshima by the astronaut John Glenn, who was a state representative. He divulged that massive amount of nuclear waste is buried here after World War II, and those vaults are now coming compromised. And so there's a lot of uranium that off-gasses radon in this area. So this was the perfect place to develop my technology, because if I can make it work here, it can work anywhere in the world. Uranium is a main problem everywhere, and especially in the Congo. Congo is the wealthiest nation in the world. Congo of Africa is the wealthiest nation in the world because of its energy, and it has the highest deposits of uranium, which builds nuclear warheads. As a result, it has the highest population of deformed children. And so by me being able to develop the technology out here in a radiation zone one, where there's a lot of barren land from the radiation. And one of the projects I just did is to restore 12 acres that's been barren for almost 30 years. And now it's fully populated with grass because I built a system to restore it. And what we can do globally is phenomenal for agriculture. And that's critical because, see, our dirt cannot hold minerals. And if the dirt cannot hold minerals, the plants we grow in them don't have minerals to absorb. So already in the grocery store, I went to buy some green beans the other day. I looked at organic green beans, non-organic green beans, and green beans in the can. Not one of them had any type of nutrients in it but fiber. So, you know, the plants are already depleted.
That's right.
Already depleted.
Dante.
So, yes, sir.
Dante, how about the young man, the police officer, and they dressed down in two cell phones, put another camera in his car, and put him on a video recorder on his body? What happened to him?
He got out of the car and dropped dead. He got out, 38 years old, got out, parked his car, got out of the car, and dropped dead. And Cleveland Clinic is talking about that. Cleveland Clinic is talking about how these officers are having poor, low sperm count, all this heart disease and all this stuff.
So we got a mission.
Yes, sir, we do. Yes, we do.
So when all of us come together as a one unit, we can actually make a difference. Because when I air this show tonight, everybody on Facebook, Twitter, and well, with the other one I got over there, and anybody click on any of the targets that we have will actually hear this show around the world. I had a lady call me from New England one night and said, "Mr. Hill, that's the best show I ever heard over the radio air." And I almost fall out of my seat. So this show going to go all the way around the world in about 3 or 4 days.
All right, now. Well, I'm glad that you gave me the information to call in.
Well, I need you. So we're going to do another one. We'll rest a couple of days and do another one. And we'll introduce it to some more people. I have had up to about 35, 40 people on the line at one time. I couldn't even have.
Oh, wow.
There were so many people. Calling in. So right now we can only take 50. So we can make it to 50. If we make it to 30, we'll be good. And I believe we can be in 30 by the end of next month. We'll have 30 people on this line one time.
Praise God.
That's getting the information out. And we need to do the same type talk on health and how these cell phones is working with people. And 5G and how people are coming out of comas, and especially now that thing about, I got my daughter called me all day, so her girlfriend is in the hospital right now with cancer. I need information on that massage. If she make it out the hospital, she needs to go and get that massage done.
Lymphatic drainage is what it's called.
It was
lymphatic drainage. Lymphatic drainage. I'm gonna tell you what they do down in Panama. Down in Panama, they get two rubber balls, and they get two drumsticks, and they put the drumstick up in the rubber ball, and they drum the body. They just bounce it off the body to loosen up the lymphatic system.
Wow.
And you can get a vibration plate. You get a vibration plate off of Amazon for about $100. You stand on it, and it vibrates the body, and then you set it up on the table and lay on it. Lay your arms on it, your breast on it. Let it open up the lymphatic system in your chest. Now get that drumstick and a big rubber ball the size of a baseball.
Put
the drumstick in the rubber ball and bounce it. Just pound on your body with the rubber ball. I went down to Panama because that happened to me. My lymphatic system got congested, and I went into stiff man syndrome, and I was in pain 24/7. And I didn't know the Nana because I made it for my son. I didn't know that it was a pain mitigator because I made it as a barrier to block EMF. And the Holy Spirit told me to put it on me, and it took that pain away. But I was so stiff, I couldn't hardly move. But my son, instead of going to nursing school, I was begging him to go to nursing school. He said, no, I want to go on massage therapy. And his lesson happened to be on lymphatic drainage because I was on a fast train going into breast cancer. I had all this abnormal tissue growing in my breast. And I had to have a tumor taken out of the breast. And we caught it before it became malignant. And he said, Mom, you need a lymphatic specialist. When I went for my first lymph drainage, my body locked up stiff. I couldn't move nothing. He said, you got so much congestion in your lymph system. And so I have a friend that's from Panama. She said, you need to go down to Panama, and you need to let them work on you for a week to get your lymph system open. And I went down there, and I took a ionic foot bath, and I put my arms in the ionic foot bath while they were massaging it so they could pull the lymph system open, pull that congestion out. And my son actually designed that for me. Him and my niece, it's called Ikinesios Massage, where they put your hands in water if your lymph is congested on the breast, and then they massage you while your hand is down in that ionic system to open up, and they did. It got open. It definitely got open.
Wow. This is good. This is good news.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
This is good news. Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Anybody else have anything they want to say before we close for the night?
Don't forget to pray for that family, Pastor Hill.
Oh!
I'm going to send you there, Pastor Hill, I'm going to send you the email. Hold on a second. Hold on, please. Okay. Pastor Hill, I'm going to send you the family's email, and maybe you can send it out. It's Ogonye3. Let me see. The email is Ogonye. I'll spell it out for you. Let me get it correct. And so hold on, son.
Text it to me later. Just text it to me. I'll text it to everybody else. Mr. Parker.
Okay. Let's see. Pastor Hill, I'm going to email it to you.
Email it to me.
Okay. And that way you can share it.
I'll share it. Mr. Parker? Oh, she fell asleep on me? Minister Parker. Okay. He fell asleep on Minister Brown. Minister Brown.
Yes, sir.
I want you to pray for that family and everybody on the line tonight.
All right.
We can do this a ongoing information.
Okay. Yes, sir. Whenever we're ready.
You ready?
All right. Heavenly Father, we just come before you. We're just thanking you for your grace and your mercy right now, oh, Heavenly Father. Heavenly Father, I ask you, Father, right now, Father, send the spirit of comforter around that family right now that lost their husband, oh, Father. Father God, I ask you right now in the name of your Son as our Lord and our Savior, the Lord, that you will send the help that they need right now. Send the right people around them right now, oh, Lord, that can speak life and comfort unto them, oh, Lord, thy God, that stand on your word and your promises, oh, Heavenly Father. Lord, open the windows of heaven up upon them right now. Lord, let them find favor right now, oh, Heavenly Father. Lord, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, we call upon you right now, oh, Most High God, seeking you on the behalf of them, touching and agreeing with many that are praying for them right now, Lord, praying for their strength, oh, Lord, praying for the courage that they need right now, Lord. Lord, I'm asking you right now, Lord, and each and every one of us that is over this phone line right now, oh, God, that, Lord, that you would touch them right now in a mighty way, oh, Lord. Touch them in their bodies, their mind, their soul, and their spirit, oh, Lord, thy God. Touch their family. Touch their unsaved loved ones, oh, Lord, thy God. Put a hedge of protection around each and every one of them right now, oh, God. Oh, Father, we're asking you right now, in the name of your Son, as our Lord and our Savior, oh, Heavenly Father, open the windows of heaven up upon that family right now. Pour them the blessing that they need right now in this hour that they're in right now, oh, God. Pour them out what they need right now, oh, God. Send the right people to bless them with what they need right now, oh, Lord, thy God. Not let it be a traditional thing when someone passes away, oh, Lord, God. Let them take them what they need and let them be there with them even after they put her husband away, oh, Lord, thy God. Oh, Father, I'm asking you right now, do a great thing right now. Show up and show out, oh, Heavenly Father. Show up and show out in the name of the Messiah, oh, Lord, thy God. Lord, show up and show out, oh, Heavenly Father. We need you right now, oh, God. As we are coming into the newness of 2024, oh, Lord, thy God, we need your covenant right now. Release the angels upon them right now, oh, God. Release the ministering angel, the angels of protection, the angels of peace right now, the angels of comfort, oh, God. We're calling upon the angels right now, Father. Send a host of angels around us right now, our families, our children, oh, Lord, thy God. Wherever they may be, oh, God, send the angels that they need right now, oh, God. Oh, Father, we're asking you right now, oh, Heavenly Father. We're asking in the name of your Son, Jesus, our Lord and our Savior, the Redeemer, oh, Heavenly Father. Lord, we're asking you right now, oh, God, open up the windows of heaven, oh, God. Open it up upon them right now. Open it up upon us right now, oh, God. Shield us right now, oh, Heavenly Father. Put a hedge of protection around us right now, oh, God. Strengthen us, oh, God. Strengthen us, oh, Lord. Open our eyes of understanding. Open our ears to hear your voice in this season, in this hour. And protect those, oh, God, that coming against the storms right now, the snowstorms, Lord, the ice storms, God, the tornadoes and the hurricanes, oh, Lord. Put a hedge of protection around their home, oh, God. Release the angels around their home to protect them, oh, Lord, that God. Lord, I just thank you right now, Father, for the saving grace. We thank you for your mercy, oh, God. We are so grateful, oh, God, that we can connect together in unity, oh, God, and in the community. Communicate with one another and help strengthen each other, oh, God, over this prayer line, oh, God. Father, I ask you to bless Pastor Hill, oh, God. Lord, continually guide him and lead him, oh, God, that you get the glory and the praise, oh, God. Continue to the unity, continue to the build, and the Lord, continue to the unity, the build, and to be even the stronger, oh, God. Oh, Father, bless him right now, Father. Bless him, oh, God. Shield him right now, God, the finger of love around him right now, God. Shield him right now, oh, Heavenly Father. Let this prayer touch and reach them right now, oh, God, in Ohio, oh, God. Let it touch and reach them right now, oh, God. Send the comforter unto them right now, oh, Father. Send the comforter, oh, God. Lord, I just thank you for hearing and answering our prayer. In the name of your Son, we pray, and we seal it with the fire of the Holy Ghost and the finger of your love, oh, God. In Jesus' name we pray and we ask. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Okay, we about to close out for tonight. Any last comments, Mr. Parker? I think Mr. Parker on another call. Dr. A, I appreciate you. Oh, God, I'll see you on the next call.
Okay, Pastor. I'm sending you this text to this family so you'll have
okay.
a picture of them.
Okay. Janet,
okay.
We ain't going to keep you up all night. I know you got to go to work tomorrow.
Yes, 4 o'clock.
Yeah. Thank you for coming, though. I appreciate you. I don't know what I'd do without you. I call us your answer. Okay,
no
we're gonna end the call for the night, but let me know and we'll have another one. And talk to more people, get some interesting people on the line. That's what's gonna make this show a great show. I'd like to say good night. I thank God.
Okay.
I thank the Holy Spirit. I thank Emmanuel, the Son, and I thank the Father for the Son and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen. Good night.
Amen.
Good night. Good night, everybody.
Good night.